You're listening to KNKX. Access to dental care on reservations has been a problem for decades. In an effort to address that, Washington State gave tribes the go-ahead last year to hire mid-level providers known as dental health aid therapists. As 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve reports, many tribes already have members being trained to become DHATs, and one has hired its own.
The Port Gamble Sklallam tribe was the first to bring a dental therapist into its clinic thanks to the new law. Carol Dixon is the health services director for the tribe.
There's already been a buzz in the community about the fact that we have a dental therapist. There's been an increased interest in the community in coming into the clinic to get dental care.
And she says the new hire is fitting in well.
Her ability to connect with people in the community is unparalleled, I think. Being able to connect with the patients, she gets along well with the staff. I think it was surprising to all of the clinical staff how quickly she was able to jump in.
Dixon says the dental therapist was trained through Alaska's program and was working in villages there. The state's had dental therapists for more than a decade. Dixon's hope is to send one of the tribe's own members to DHAT school, but moving to Alaska for 2 years is a big commitment. That's why there's an effort underway to create a training program closer to home. The Skagit Valley College has been working with the Swinomish tribe to develop one. The Swinomish were one of the driving forces behind getting the new dental therapist law passed. Workforce Education Dean Darren Greeno says the partnership felt right because the school's mission is focused on equity and social justice.
And this project speaks to both elements. When we were approached to do this, the first response is, let's analyze it. Let's look at the demand. Let's look at what we need to have in place to successfully prepare students to move into this new field.
Greeno says the school is still in the midst of a feasibility study, but he anticipates a degree program could be in place by the fall of 2020. Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.